Fox News. Immigrants seeking asylum to the U.S. at the U.S.-Mexico border now will be sent to El Salvador, a country with one of the highest homicide rates in the world. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox and Friends it's just the beginning.
We're going to continue to do what this administration has been doing, working with the government of Mexico, working with the Northern Triangle countries to build their capacity to address this as a regional crisis, and we're going to continue to build that wall. Every mile of wall that's built, the agents are safer, they can do their job better, and this country is safer.
El Salvador's foreign minister says the previous administration didn't like the United States, but the new president considers the U.S. its main ally. More reaction to the whistleblower complaint. Fox's Mark Meredith.
We've got some tweets. President Trump says the media and lawmakers should focus on Joe Biden's past dealings with Ukraine, not his. I want to read you the tweet. Quote, the fake news media and their partner, the Democrat Party, want to stay as far away as possible from the Joe Biden demand that the Ukrainian government fire a prosecutor who was investigating his son, or they won't get a very large amount of U.S. money. So they fabricate a story about me and a perfectly fine and routine conversation I had with the new president of Ukraine.
Democrats want to know if the president tried to get dirt from a foreign government on a potential 2020 rival. More U.S. troops and air defense equipment are headed to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates following attacks on Saudi oil production sites. General Joseph Dunford is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
No single system is going to be able to defend against a threat like that, but a layered system of defensive capabilities would mitigate the risk of swarms of drones or other attacks that may come from Iran.
The Trump administration blames Iran for the attacks. President Trump has not announced any military action. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Living the Bream is a podcast hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going
to
be fearless. We're going to be fair.
Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
The family of slain Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger is filing a wrongful death claim against the federal government. The Wall Street Journal reports the claim is he was deliberately placed in harm's way when transferred to a West Virginia prison and placed in the general inmate population. The 89-year-old died hours later of blunt force trauma to the head.
Bulger was serving a life sentence after being convicted in 2013 of multiple murders. Stephen Davis says his sister Deborah was one of Whitey's many murder victims. He has no sympathy for Bulger or his family.
I am so blessed, and every other family member that had victims in this are blessed that he died the way he died. He didn't deserve to die of an old man, old age.
The lawsuit seeks $200 million in damages.
Ted Daniel is with Fox's WFXT in Boston. 13 Marines are charged in connection with human smuggling. Fox's Carmen Roberts.
The military says 9 of the Marines stationed at California's Camp Pendleton were involved in smuggling illegal immigrants into the U.S. The other 4 face various charges, including failure to obey orders and perjury. Among those charged with smuggling are Lance Corporals Byron Law and David Salazar Quintero, who were arrested this summer by U.S. Border Patrol agents for driving 3 undocumented Mexicans from the border.
The Marine Corps says none of the 13 were involved in border operations. Today's a great day to go to a museum.
More than 1,500 museums across the U.S., including many in the nation's capital, will open their doors for free today as part of the 15th annual Museum Day, organized by Smithsonian Magazine. Simply head to the Museum Day website to find the participating museums and request a ticket. Each ticket is good for 2 people to get into the museum of your choice.
Fox's John Decker. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the 930 WFMD Roy Rogers Restaurant News Center. This is WFMD News.
The Frederick County Sheriff's Office is investigating an assault involving two groups of juveniles Friday afternoon at the Great Frederick Fair. Deputies were assisted by Frederick City Police and Maryland State Police in order to stabilize the situation. The investigation is still ongoing as to the cause of the disturbance. It all began with a disagreement over a chair, according to police reports. Christopher Scott Sadler, 44, began arguing with another man sometime before 11:30 p.m. Thursday night inside the Alan P. Linton Jr. Emergency Shelter on DeGrange Street. A fight that began between the two men over that chair led one man to beat the other with a metal cane, according to Frederick Police. Officers arrived to arrest Sadler on charges of first and second degree assault, as well as reckless endangerment. And I'm Bob Dacey for Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD.
Good morning to 930 WFMD weather bug forecast for Frederick and the surrounding counties. For today, sunny with a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 64. Tomorrow for Sunday, mostly sunny, high 88. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 66. On Monday, a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny, high 87. Need air conditioning service? Call Thompson Best. Heating and air conditioning, bestheatac.com.
Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD. Advice that you need and your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's start the show with a caller. Let's see who we have on the air. I'm Dave Serio. Who is this?
This is Mike. Who is this again?
Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Sounds kind of familiar, sir. Where do I know you from?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who I called. Who is this again?
You've called the You Ought to Know hotline, mister, and you're on the air live.
Okay.
And, of course, that's a good thing. I'm doing great. Beautiful good day. Hope you're having one also. I hear from the first show that you are actually cleaning up the Black Beauty, the 2013 Black Challenger RT. And that is your showpiece, by the way. And it's just a stock car. You really don't have a whole lot of things done to it. It's just pretty much the way it was from the factory. A couple little odds and ends changes here. But it is good for you to have a black car. Wouldn't you agree?
Sometimes I agree, sometimes I do not.
Well, no one loves having a black car after they buy one until it looks great, and yours usually looks great. So I'd say in that case, you know, you've got one of the few black cars out there, I like to mention. I know my Hellcat that is black cannot stand up to the car appearance that you have on yours, but you're getting it ready for a show tomorrow, right?
Yes, we are, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay, very good. Right. So what are we going to talk about today, Mr. Mike, from the Shine Shop?
Well, just so everybody knows that we're honest here, You Ought to Know.
Yes, of course. Above board, always.
Yes, I texted you yesterday and said, you got any ideas, because I'm just clean out of them.
If you could tell exasperation over a text, I saw it yesterday. You said something like, I'm done, I can't think of anything, please help me out, right?
Yes, it was a long week, and I just could not think of anything else. So, so anyway, we're going to, at the host request, talk about brake dust.
But correct me and just throw me under the bus immediately and say it's not even brake dust. Okay,
it technically is not dust.
Right,
it is and I'm not a technician, so I won't get too specific about it. But it is technically metallic particles that come from the brake pads. Even if you've replaced your stock factory dusty brake pads with ceramic pads, there's still metallic particles in them.
Right.
And that's what actually will...
Uh-oh. Ruh-roh. We may have lost Mike. We did lose Mike. Well, that happens on cell phones. I assume he's on a cell phone. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and see when he calls back. Left me standing here. What? Mine there. Anyway, so Mike was talking about, of course, brake dust, which is the molten metal flakes that happen to end up on your wheels. And boy, I tell you, they can be very, very tough to get those bad boys off. And he's going to tell us when he comes back exactly how to do that. And, of course, there's different type of wheels out there. So all of that matters. So hopefully we've got him squared away. He will be coming back to us in just a few moments, and we'll keep in touch on that. There's a lot of other things going on in the automotive industry. We've got a number of recalls to talk about today. Ford has got a recall. Jeep has a recall. Porsche has a recall, and GM. So it's a little bit of everybody today. Some busy recall season with a lot of new vehicles coming out. That happens. One of the new vehicles that's having a problem is the Jeep Gladiator. That's the brand new pick-em-up truck from Jeep. And turns out some of those guys escaped the factory without grease being in the drive shaft. So they are recalling those particular vehicles. And getting that squared away. So we'll find out what the situation is. We've just got that situation taken care of. So let's see who we have. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have on the line?
It's me again. I don't want to know what happened.
Okay, I don't either. So we'll not worry about it and just continue on and go.
Okay.
Okay, so
how far did we get?
We were talking about, hi, Mike, how are you? No, I'm just kidding. We were talking about, you ready to describe the different wheels out there.
Okay.
And the way to clean them.
Okay, so here we go. We have, basically, you have your hubcaps, your painted hubcaps, and your painted factory wheels. And they're basically painted and clear-coated just like the paint on your car. So if my best advice is to keep up on them, whether you wash your car a whole lot or not, at least clean your wheels once a week if it's a daily driver. And that will keep you from having to use any chemicals. If you have to use chemicals, you want to look for products in the store that say color changing or changes color when used, or all wheel safe, because what they do is they're made out of the same products that when a woman gets a perm in her hair, it's the same product. And what that does is it will attack the iron particles only. It will not attack your calipers, your brake hoses, your brake pads, your rotors, anything like that. It will attack just the iron particles that are on the wheel. And what it does is it dissolves that iron, and then you'll take a brush, your wheel brush, and you'll kind of work the product in, and then you can hose it off. There's no such thing as a hose-on or spray-on hose-off wheel clean product. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
You want to stay away from anything that's acid-based, and then because that's or high alkaline, because that's what damages the brake product.
And we do want to point out there may be some products out there that say you hose on and hose off. They just don't work well.
They don't.
Right.
And they're assuming that you wash your wheels twice a week. Okay?
Right.
You take it out and drive the car around. You can probably spray these products on your wheels and hose them off, and they'll be clean. Okay, but that's not build up of brake dust.
We have 1 minute.
Sure. Okay. The next one you'll see a lot on the hot rods, and the cars that have been fixed up, and they're aftermarket wheels. And these are polished aluminum. Why somebody buys these wheels, I have no clue. But they have no clear coat on them. They're polished aluminum. How you can tell is you take some wax on a microfiber towel and wipe a small spot, and if the rag comes off black, you have uncoated polished aluminum. I wouldn't use any kind of chemicals on these wheels. It tends to turn them white, and then you've got to repolish the whole wheel. So you want to be real careful with those. Keep a coat of wax on them. That'll keep them polished longer. But you'll probably have to polish these wheels every 3 or 6 months.
All right. Well, we need to take a real quick break. When we come back, we'll complete this. And then also, of course, talk about some car shows coming up, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. I'm Dave Serio. This is You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Here's some inside.
Doctor, hey pal, I seen your show. You're not even an actor. Get out of here. Then there's more wonderful folks down there at 7-Eleven. You seen their ad? They show the guy getting up, driving to work, on his way to work, has his first hot cup of coffee at 7-Eleven, huh? What a terrific home life this guy must have. You know, you go to any other store, they have a sign, have a nice day, come again soon, thanks for shopping here. 7-Eleven's got that little sticker, put it back, thief. I mean, you walk in, they got $10,000 worth of cameras watching $20 worth of Twinkies. And they always say they care about people. Give me an idea how much they care. You ever go into 7-Eleven, they have their handicapped parking across the street.
Jay Leno, some classic stuff from 1985. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930. WFMD. Pleasure to be with you. Live broadcast the 21st of September. And we have Mr. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. So, Mike, you were talking about, of course, the wheels. We were talking about the aluminum wheels that may not have a coating on them, so they're a little tricky to clean. What else you got for us, mister?
Chrome wheels. Completely different category compared to the other wheels. You need to use chrome wheel cleaner or the chrome-clad wheels that are on, like, the Fords and the Dodges, the big 22-inch wheels and all.
Yeah.
They're not real chrome wheels anymore. They're chrome-clad. They have a plastic cladding on them over top of steel wheel. There's special cleaners for those. So you want to use the correct cleaner for that. The chrome wire wheels, like the Krager SS mags and things like that, you want to use a chrome cleaner. And what that is a two-part system where the first part of it is an acid-based cleaner, and you put that on and follow the directions and use your brush and clean it up. And then you rinse that off thoroughly, and then they have a neutralizer, which neutralizes the acid just to make sure it's not still on there cooking. And then you spray that on and you rinse it thoroughly, and you just rinse some more. So that's pretty much all the basic wheels that are out there. You just want to take good care of them and keep up on them, and you won't have to use any chemicals.
Sounds good. And again, if you let it go too long on a car, it can go to a point where it's irreversible, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I see it all the time, especially the barrels of the wheels. Where people never clean, or their car wash guy comes and cleans the faces of the wheels, or you go to a car wash constantly and it doesn't clean the barrels of the wheels. That's where the majority of the dust gets to. And you'll see really nice looking wheels, and then you look at them and the inside's all black and cruddy, and it will eat through the aluminum. So you want to, if you keep up on that and clean the barrels of the wheels on a regular basis, you'll be fine.
You've been peeking at my wheels, haven't you? You said that to me one time at a car show. I've never forgotten it.
Yep.
You slammed me in front of friends and family.
Yep.
Say, how about them barrel of wheels? You ever clean them? And I don't remember exactly what I said to you, but it wasn't polite.
Yeah, I don't think we can say that on a radio.
No. And as I said, I was talking to somebody here in Florida, and they were looking at my 13 Viper, and they asked me about the paint. And I told him, a custom paint job from Dodge and all that jazz. And the guy said, well, how do you keep it looking so good? And I told him about the ceramic coating and how much time you spent on it. And he is willing to drive from Florida to Maryland to have it done.
Well, and, like I said before,
don't do that.
We're going to refer him to Modesta installer.
No, you're not. I'm telling you right now, no, you're not. He is sold on you, and he wants to do it. So let the man do what he wants to do.
I will be flattered, and I will take care of him.
You will take care of him.
And I will take care of him.
You will.
But I will just let him know who's
down
there.
I'm calling Lena after the show and making sure she knows not to refer anybody else. Anyway, he has insisted on having you do it, so that's a good thing. So I just want to let you know that you're almost nationwide now.
I appreciate that.
All right. What do we have going on in car shows?
Okay, today we have the Bel Air Corvette Club doing their 7 sanctioned show. And as we said before, I have no clue what that means.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the White Marsh Mall on the upper level near the Sears and Boscov's. Registration opened at 9, and it goes to 11. Awards are at 1:30. It's $30 for a car. And they didn't give me the time of the show, but we're assuming that it's going to be anywhere from like 10 to 4, 10 to 3, something like that.
And even if it's a little too late to get a car there, spectators, it's going to be a great show.
Yes. Okay, and then this next one is a little far from the Frederick area, but it's easy to get to. But I picked it because I like the name. It is the Mobtown Greaseball Show.
Uh-huh.
And that is from 11 to 4 at the Edgemere VFW. It's in the lower end of Baltimore County.
You know, with the last name of Sirio, I probably should be offended. but I'm not.
You said that, not me.
You never saw my family, so I'm not offended. No problem.
Okay, and that's the VFW post is 2678, and that's at 6521 North Point Road in Sparrows Point.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say Edgemere, but if you go to Sparrows Point, you'll find it.
Right.
It's pre-69 cars only.
Wow. Okay.
And there will be music, and there will be pinstripers there if you need any of that work done. Food, and the VFW, I'm told, is cash only for the food and beverages, but there is an ATM there.
Who decided that 1969 was the year to end? I've mentioned this on the radio before. I still believe, for looks only, we're talking looks, the best looking cars ever made, American cars, was 1969. I think the 69 Mustang was the best looking year of the 69 Mustang. The 69 Shelby was the best looking of the Shelbys. The 69 Torino, the best. The 69 Camaro, the 69 Bacaruta, or the 69 Challenger, all of them, I think, were the best looking of its era. Even the AMX, the AMC cars, the Javelin. I think 1969 was the best design year ever in the history of American automobiles.
Yeah, I like the mid-60s up to the 70. And then, you know, of course, we can't forget the beautiful, beautiful Mustang II.
So. I agree. All right.
So, anyway.
So that's it, huh?
It's the Mob Tab Greaseball show.
Oh, okay.
And these are the 50s show.
Yeah.
Like the 50s people. They dress up in the 50s clothes and things like that. It's all 50s music.
Cigarettes rolled up in the old sleeves a whole bit.
Yeah.
Nobody smokes them anymore, but we roll them up.
And then tomorrow we have the Clarksburg Cars and Coffee is having their rides and rescues, and it's a little different than their normal Cars and Coffee. It starts at 11 and goes till 2. They're asking for a $10 donation. All this money is going to the rescue for the puppies and the kitties.
Good.
And it is at 22700 Sweet Shrub Drive, and that is at the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. It's very easy to find. There are door prizes, goodie bags provided by the Shine Shop and Greer's Garage. Refreshments and baked goods are available, and I think there's some raffles and 50-50s, things like that.
You guys actually put some money out for goodie bags?
Yeah.
Wow. I am impressed.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. The Shine Shop is coming through.
Yep.
All right, Mister.
Our friend Rod at Griot's is giving them a bunch of stuff. So show up for $10. You can't beat it.
Absolutely. 410-833-1632 during the week. Give Mike a call if you got any questions about detailing information, and of course, find it those answers probably on the website. And be like. I follow Mike and Lana Lambert on Facebook and Instagram at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Thank you, Mister. We appreciate your calls both shows, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Look forward to it every week, and tell the guys I said hi.
I will do that. Thank you, Mister.
Thank you.
All right. That's Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Let's see who we have on line one. I'm Dave Sirio. Who is this?
Dave, Robert Black, talking Mountain Orchard. Good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you, buddy?
Very well. Dave, I've been trying to get on your show for the last several weeks and just can't. You guys just got much stuff going on. I remember one probably almost a month ago where you had a service manager was not doing very well at a dealership. Remember, they were just running around the people.
Right.
What I want to do is I want to give credit to Krauss Ford. I don't know if they're one of your sponsors in Tawnytown.
They're not, but I know them very well.
We got a recall on our 2012 Fusion airbag, and it says, call any of your local dealers. Well, we have a couple around us.
Right.
And I thought, well, I'll just give them a call. We didn't buy a vehicle from them. And after I called and I looked at my watch, I thought, oh, my gosh, it's 12:30. These guys are eating lunch.
Right.
And so anyway, went to the service department. I said, I'm apologizing. He said, Mr. Black, you can call me absolutely anytime. He was the nicest guy. He worked us right in. He says, we'll give you a call a day before.
Right.
You can drop the car off earlier, put your keys in, anything else we can do for you. And, my gosh, just bent over. I just want to give them credit.
Well,
guy was absolutely super.
Right. I've been dealing with Krauss for years at a car show that we have every single first Sunday in May. They have a Ford car show at Krauss Ford, and the guys there are just fantastic. They really are. And, you know, it's one of the true small independent car dealers that is still left, not part of some conglomerate that has 27 dealers across the country. So it's good to patronize those guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was. I just wanted to give credit because it sounded bad.
Right.
You know, it was unfortunate. You know, the service guy, to me, was not very customer-friendly. And it was just, I just wanted to give credit to these guys.
Good.
Because
we've
never bought one there now yet, but it'll be my next place to go.
Sounds good.
I can tell you that for sure.
We have 30 seconds.
Also, Dave, what's going on? I want to give you a fruit update.
Okay.
I haven't done that for a while.
Got 30 seconds.
Pick your own apples is what's going on the weekends now, from now through October.
Mm-hmm.
And We got five, maybe I think six kinds of apples we're picking today, plus cider, the pies, the apple cider donuts. We still have peaches. We still have white and yellow peaches that are tasting great.
Great.
So, so it's a sunny day. Come on out for the family and have a fun time. Hike up in the parks. Eat some of the local restaurants. It's a great time here in Thurmont.
Robert, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day.
Take care, Dave.
Thank you, guy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Goodbyes make me drink. Tom Petty makes me drive too fast. The Bible makes me think. Children make me laugh. My mama makes me want to treat a lady right like Daddy always has. You make me want to buy a rose. You make me want to shine my shoes. Baby, you make me want to dance better than I do. You make me want to be a man who makes you laugh and makes you proud.
We're in a bit of a hurry. Could you fill it up with...
Yes, sir. We believe in friendly service. I always like to get on a first-name basis with my customers. What's your name?
Clyde.
Clyde? What a coincidence. Mine's Bonnie.
Hey, you, Bonnie. Is there any fuzz around here?
Only on chilly evenings when I wear my Angora sweater. I'll just check under the hood.
What's he doing now?
If he's near the radiator, he's probably rinsing out a few things.
You got a loose doohickey here.
I hope he can't reach inside the car from there.
You found your trouble. You're out of gas.
That is Paul Lynn, Dean Martin, and Peter Falk at a very unusual skit, to say the least, for that era. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know, right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's go back to the phones. We have Craig Shipp on the line. Good morning, Mr. Craig.
Good morning, and it is a beautiful morning. The weather is fantastic. And I have the folks from Urbana Dance on the line. They have a grand reopening of their facility down in Urbana, and this is exciting stuff.
Now, I hear you have Kim with you today, but you were supposed to have Sonia, and Sonia lost her voice. Now, Kim, is Sonia the boss?
Yes.
Okay, so
I would say so. We're equal partners, but yes, okay. She's the boss.
All right, equal partner. Well, though, if you're equal partners, you're both bosses. That's good. But isn't it lovely to have the boss kind of lose her voice for a day? I mean, that's like almost a vacation, isn't it?
Yes, definitely with her.
Very good.
She's
very
actually
good.
Hanging around here. I think she's on the line, but her voice is breaking
up. I'm here. I'm just like 5 octaves lower than normal.
Well, good to have you, Sonia, and we're sorry that at least your voice is feeling bad, so we're glad to have you on here. But I know Kim's going to do a great job and talk about what's going on at Urbana Dance, and it's good to have both of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Kim.
So we're just hanging out from 1 to 4 today for our grand reopening. We just remodeled our studio. We've been in business for, we're going into our 17th year.
Great.
But this past year, we just decided to remodel, to get up to date and expand a little bit.
Uh-huh.
We took on another space that we call the Petite Center. It's for our 8 and unders.
Great.
And then our main studio that we've had for years is Brantley remodeled, and that's for our 9 and up year.
Okay.
9 years old and up. So we're just very excited, and we're going to be celebrating today with National Dance Day as well, from 1 to 4, and we hope everyone can come out and celebrate with us.
Well, now, as a kid, I took tap at a very early age and loved it. What is the earliest age for the kids to get started in dancing?
We have a program from 2.5 up.
Wow.
Through adults.
That's great. I didn't start that early.
In almost every genre that you can think of. So we ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop. We have a little tumbling program as well.
And I would think because of the shows that are on, we have so many dancing shows now on network TV, that dance is more popular than ever.
Yes, definitely. With So You Think You Can Dance, World of Dance,
right.
Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, Dancing with the Stars. There's right. there's a lot of programs out there getting more people interested in dancing, which is great.
That's great. And it is fantastic. As I said, when I was a kid, I took tap dancing for a lot of years and really enjoyed it. And there's a lot of different dance themes out there. So it's great that you guys are keeping busy doing that. And the remodeling, you know, you gotta get away from the 90s. So it's good to come into the 2019s. With brand new remodeling and everything, making it look great. So, what kind of events do you have this week going on?
Well, today is just our open house, and then we invite people to drop in and take a trial class with us and kind of see what we have to offer.
Great.
Get an idea of the vibe and energy that we have. One of our instructors, Mark Orsborn, comes in once a week on Thursdays, and he's a phenomenal tapper. He was featured last season on World of Dance.
Wow.
So, you know, we have some very, very good master teachers that come to our studio and teach our kids. So we invite everybody to come in if you're unsure about dance and you want to try, you know, a different genre of dance. Come in, take a class with us and see if you like the energy that we have to offer.
Now, I'm assuming, because I was going to say, I don't know one thing, but ballroom dancing has become very popular with a lot of adults, sometimes in their 40s and 50s and 60s. They're just taking it up for the first time. Is that something you also offer?
We do have a teacher that comes in and rents some space from us and offers, like, wedding dance.
Okay.
Anything for weddings, salsa, partnering dance. We have somebody on staff. We're looking at, like, bringing out our yoga program.
Great.
We have an adult hip-hop program. So it's like we want to be that place where everybody can come for education.
Right.
And if we don't have it on a regular basis, we certainly know where to point those people to get the best training possible.
Very good. What you got for us, Mr. Craig?
So I wanted to add the 25th anniversary of the Miss Frederick was years ago. And Sonia was one of the three. They had three dancers. I don't know if you remember who you danced with, Sonia, at that
well, I'm
event.
Sure. I'm sure her memory is great, but you also said years ago, making it sound like Sonia is over the hill, and we know that's not the case. So, Craig, you're gonna have to live in that area for a while, you know.
Yes, she was Miss Frederick 2000.
That's fantastic.
And what year was that 25th anniversary? Do you remember, Sonia?
I'm thinking
2002, maybe.
Right? Like, my voice is gone, and apparently so is my memory.
I think it was, like, around 2002-ish.
Yeah.
I went to that event, and they were amazing. So
yes.
It tells you that the owner of Urbana Dance, she knows how to dance.
I'll
put it that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. It's such, you know, I've been part of the community for a long time, and I think that spread my wings through the Miss America organization and Miss Frederick and Miss Maryland certainly put me on the edge to keep me on my toes.
Good.
Having my own studio was a dream of mine way back when, and so it's really nice to be able for Kim and I to, you know, just to watch it grow and to watch it become something.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, local businesses is what Frederick.com helps. And, of course, our stations here, WFMD, we're all for local businesses. And we're glad that we could get the word out. And hopefully we'll get some people out there for the open house today and enjoy themselves and find out what you're doing there if they don't already know. And, of course, the eventuality of, you know, enjoying dance and signing up. That'd be great. Can you give out?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Sure.
Yes, thank you very much.
Kim, can you give out the phone number, please?
Sure. You can reach us at 301-874-4367. Our website is urbanadance.com, and we look forward to seeing everybody today.
And one more time for the location, if you would.
We are at 3317 Worthington Boulevard, and that's in the Urbana Village Center Shopping Center.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you being part of the show, Craig. Thank you for bringing them on, and we look forward to talking to you, Craig, next week.
All righty. Thanks. Thanks for doing the show, Dave.
My pleasure.
Now you can put this on your buggy down to the grocery store to clear the fat ladies out of the candy aisle. Or if you're just buying a few items, you're going through that 10 and under express lane, somebody ahead of you with a dozen eggs, you just go, that's 12 items, get out, Dick. Hey, Peggy, this would be pretty good for snakes, wouldn't it? Or maybe you girls are down... You're a little bit afraid, you gotta get to your car, gotta go down a dark alley, just go like this. They'll think you're a VW. You still might get stripped, but it's a different offense, you see.
The one and only Gallagher. Remember him in the 80s? Oh, my goodness gracious. Everywhere on TV and, of course, going around every town doing the shows. I do remember. Seen him a couple times in concert. Just don't get in the first couple rows. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Want to thank our sponsors, of course, BG Products. Quality products, of course, that take care of the maintenance on your automobile, like transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid flushes, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle, they'll guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle, just by having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website, bgprotectedforlife.com. Or, of course, you can give them a call at 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now, this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation, but did you know it's also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers? And the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell your car or your light truck during the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the balance of that warranty to the new owners at no charge, making your vehicle worth a lot more in the used car market. For more information, go to the website, jasperengines.com, or call toll-free 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Got a couple recalls to talk about. By the way, these recall informations are available on my website, DaveSerio.com, and go to the newsroom. GM is recalling about 107,000 sport utility vehicles after a week of starting a similar initiative with millions of automobiles for faulty brakes. The Detroit carmaker has recalled 2015 through 18 of the that may have a possibility of an improperly welded joint that could possibly break, disrupting steering and handling. The Trax is the vehicle included. The 2015 through 18 Chevy Trax is a compact SUV. An earlier recall in April for the same issue covered Trax vehicles from 17 through 19. So, how they doing again, 15 through 18, I don't know, but they are doing that again. Chevy Trax is being recalled for that purpose. All right, so that recall is available on my website, DaveSerio.com, and go to the newsroom. VW and Porsche are recalling about 227,000 vehicles because of an airbag problem. Now, this is a vague recall, to be quite honest with you. It involves a lot of their vehicles, so owners of VWs are going to have to wait for notices in the mail to come out. Volkswagen and Porsche are both involved in this recall, and it involves airbags and seatbelt pretensioners. This is a worldwide airbag recall and pretensioner seatbelt recall, but it involves a number of different vehicles and not all of them. So waiting for information in the mail keeping an eye on your mail for that particular recall is really important if you own a VW or Porsche in the last 5 to 6 years. The very good chance you may be getting a recall information in the mail. As I mentioned earlier, the Jeep Gladiator, that is the brand new pickup truck from Jeep, that recall is happening on a brand new vehicles. A lot of them are still at the dealers, and they're putting a stop sale on those vehicles so they get these taken care of. It turns out that maybe 5 or 6% of the vehicles made already may have had a situation where grease was not put as a lubricant in the drive shafts of these vehicles. If that is the case, then there's a possibility that there could be a problem with the drive shaft. So those are being checked right now. If they are in the hands of customers, they're asking them to bring them back to the Jeep dealership as quickly as possible and have that checked. But again, most of them are still at the dealer, and a no sale is going on with those right now until they get them taken care of, which should be a very, very quick recall to find out if the grease is absent from those. If that's the case, they'll determine whether any damage had been done. If it's still at the dealer, chances are no damage has been done and grease will be added. If not, there could be a possibility that these particular vehicles could have their drive shaft replaced under, of course, that warranty. So that is the brand new Jeep Gladiator, which, by the way, great commercial from Jeep. Makes it look like a fun vehicle to own and operate. Of course, that's what it's all about. And we'll see. I think that's going to be a good selling vehicle. There's been demand for a Jeep Wrangler type of pickup truck for years, but they had always kind of like stood away from that for some reason. Jeep has always been interested in SUVs and the Wranglers, but this is an exceptionally looking vehicle and should do real well in the sales. The Gladiator Rubicon seems to be the most popular of these particular Jeep pickup trucks. So if you are interested in that, you want to go to your Jeep dealer, they will be selling them very soon, right after they take care of course, this particular stop sale, because they want to definitely check and make sure that the Gladiators that are there, grease is in and already been installed in those particular units. So That's an important recall to get taken care of, but that will be a very quick stop sale, I believe. Now, Ford Explorer is also recalling some vehicles. The 2019, 31 hand injuries are at this time possible forced recall of 340,000 vehicles. Now, the recall for select 2017 Ford Explorers, because their seat frame edge may improperly be what they call coined, which could cause a hand injury. According to Ford, the Explorers affected by the recall are equipped with power seats that may have seat frames with sharp edges that could cause an injury when an owner or passenger reaches down between the power's front seat and the center console. The recall affects 311,000 vehicles in the U.S. and another 24,000 in Canada and 3,000 in Mexico. The Explorer vehicles were built at Ford Chicago Assembly Plant from February 13, 2016 to October of 2017. On the inward side, the power frames. Ford is urging Explorer owners caution to avoid attack with a sharp edge of the seat frame until the dealer has completed the report. The company has received 31 reports of hand injuries from sharp edges. Shares of Ford were up at a particular point as of Friday. So once again, that is about 340,000 vehicles altogether. It includes the 2017 Select, 2017 Ford Explorer. Give you an idea of how many vehicles they sell. That's amazing that it's only the partial amount of 1 year and it affects 340,000 vehicles. Once again, if you're reaching down to adjust the power seat of one of those vehicles be very careful, because that particular situation is involving very, very sharp edges, which definitely could take care of a problem. The VW and Porsche, we're sorry that we can't give you more information on that, because there are a lot of situations there where that particular problem happens, but it's not really giving us a lot of information on where to go for what particular models are involved. All they're stating, the fact is, there are a number of models of both Volkswagen and Porsche involved, and notices will be going out in the mail very soon on that. So if you own a Porsche or VW that has been made in the last 5 years, keep an eye on the mail, because they are going to be talking about sending out information on that very, very soon. I'm Dave Serio. We hope you've enjoyed this hour of You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We want to thank Dynamic Automotive for being a part of the show. Of course, Dynamic Automotive has four locations to serve you. The four locations are in, of course, Newmarket, their original location, started in 1995. Liberty Town location, which is, of course, right on Main Street in Liberty Town. Their nine bay shop with a four bay quick lube. And of course, their 60-foot car wash is at their Urbana location, their largest location. And then their latest location, Frederick, at 11 Bike Court. And they also have the Jeep modification center there at the Frederick location. If you have a Jeep, Wrangler, or some other type of Jeep, they can modify it there at Frederick. Keep it in mind that if you mention my name, Dave Serio, or the name You Ought to Know at any one of their four locations, they'll give you 10% off on your next service at any Dynamic Automotive. And, of course, find out more at dynamicautomotive.com. And lastly but not least, Wassler Automotive in Taylorsville at Routes 26 and 27. Have yourself a blessed day. Thanks for listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights have gone. Me, will you still feed me?